Do you want to take control of your sexual health? My friends over at Dane Products are excited to announce their latest product, at-home STI kits. Each kit is discreetly packaged and designed for a safe and pleasurable experience. You know, all the orders are reviewed by licensed providers at certified labs, and your results are shared with you via a secure and private portal. And if needed, a medical professional will reach out to you to discuss any abnormalities or a positive result. So this year, prioritize your sexual health and well-being. And as a Boonie Breakdown listener, you can receive 10% off your purchase by using the code Boonie10. That's Boonie, all cap letters, 10. So head on over to Dane.com to order your at-home STI kit, because knowing your status is sexy. Hey, y'all, it's your girl Boonie, and you're listening to the Boonie Breakdown podcast, your source for all things responsible and ratchet. All right. Welcome to this week's episode. I'm excited to kick off new episodes in the new year. And this week, our guest is none other than our problematic fave, Brian. You know, it's always so hard to recap our episodes and what we talk about because none of the shit is fucking planned. And that's what makes our episodes so great. But we talk about Houston. We talk about Baltimore. Brian breaks down what are hoe nails. I don't have hoe nails, but he breaks down what hoe nails are. We talk about spending money, dating. You guys know. Just listen to the episode. Just stick around for the conversation with Brian. All right. We're going to hop into the pick of the week. The pick of the week. Would this be any surprise to anyone? Motherfucking Cat Williams. Okay. Listen. Y'all know I do not like long podcast episodes. Like, I rarely have had an episode of the Boonie Breakdown that's longer than an hour and 15 minutes because it's like, who wants to sit and listen to this? But baby, when I tell you I watched all 2 hours and 46 minutes of that Club Shay Shay episode with Cat Williams, it was entertaining as fuck. And the thing that has pissed me off since, because now it's been a couple days, and I think that video was at like 27 million views, which is insane in 3 days for a YouTube video, and a YouTube video of that length at that. But what has been annoying, and I kind of said this on Instagram, like, I just understand why now we just can't watch something, be entertained by it, laugh at it, and then move the fuck on. Why does everything have to be a dissertation and a battle and a breakdown? Like, shut the fuck up, everybody, and just laugh. The shit was funny. He's an entertainer. Do I believe everything that he said is the 100% truth? No, I think it's probably 70-30, but he's so entertaining that the embellishments is what I'll call them. They were so fucking funny that you just couldn't help but like, I'm going to keep it fucking pushing because no, do you think this man was reading 3,000 books a year? No, but did he read a fucking lot? Yes, because I will say the fucking vocabulary was hitting because it was a few words the cat said that I had to fucking Google because I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, I got it in the context, but I had never heard the word before. So clearly he has a very dense and elaborate vocabulary. What also I've liked about this, what has spun out of this, is that the Twitter detectives have went straight to work. They found all these clips kind of backing up where he said people had stolen jokes from him, where Steve Harvey stole jokes from Mark Carey. And then the best part about it was all of the clips of people who were saying, Cat Williams just handed me $1,000. Cat Williams helped me when I was down. Jacquees was like, Cat Williams was like, we ain't gonna worry about no wardrobe budget. My nigga, like, here is $15,000. And so all of that to say, this has been an entertaining start to the new year. It is my pick of the week. I will say, if you have not watched the interview, it is worth watching, even outside of all of the sound bites that have gone viral. The whole allegiance to losers. Oh, my God. Chef's kiss. But another quote that he said that stuck with me, he said, if you wanted me to speak more highly of you, then perhaps you should have treated me better. And I said, "Woo, cat talking," because people want you, they try to control the narrative about your story that involved them. And that's not their place. So treat me better and I don't got nothing bad to say. But I do encourage you to go and listen to the full episode if you did, because it was more meat to it than the pieces that have gone viral. And so that's it for my peak of the week. Pick of the week? That's a peak or pick? But that's my pick of the week. And yeah, check it out.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Come back later, please.
Housekeeping?
Not now.
All right, so we're going to go ahead into our housekeeping with the feedback from episode 245 with our responsible fave KG. You know, we broke down our favorite albums of 2023. And somebody wrote in and said, Boonie, I always love this episode that you do with KG. You guys always put me on to new music. And I have to say, I have been obsessed with the Anais Cordo song that you guys both recommended as one of your favorite songs of the year. So always look forward and happy new year. So thank you. If you have not listened to that episode, it dropped right after Christmas. And I know people were in lazy mode. I wasn't doing shit. You probably wasn't doing shit. But after you listen to this one, just go ahead and run that one back. Because after we wrapped up our music conversation, we moved into some other things. We talked about the Ozempic. Ain't that the little slogan now? And so just run back and check that episode out. All right, Patreon gang. So if you're on Patreon gang, because I know sometimes y'all won't be in the portal, please go log into the portal. I have a poll up because I need some help selecting our next book club read. So please, please, please go over into Patreon and log in. If you are not a member of Patreon, you know, we really have that like about Patreon is the group chat. The group chat is where it's at, over on Discord. Love it, love it, love it. So if you... want to be in there with everybody who is, because I'm just not the only funny one in there. People be sharing all types of shit in there. But you know what I am sharing now? Because I just signed back up for online dating. My friend encouraged me because she's like, bitch, you don't leave your fucking house. So how are you planning on meeting somebody? So she did my profile on Hinge. Hinge. And so I have been sharing some of the funny and wild shit that I've been encountering on Hinge, but I'm only sharing it with Patreon gang in the Discord. So if you want to join, you say, oh, that sounds great, then you can head on over to patreon.com/theboonie breakdown and you can support and join for as low as $3 a month. Or if you sign up for the year, you get like 2 or 3 months free. I can't remember how that works, but all the details are there, patreon.com/theboonie breakdown. And you know, if this is your first time listening, welcome. We appreciate you. And you know what you should do right now? Go ahead, pick up your phone. Stop typing. If you're driving, then when you get to your place, but you know, at the red light, go ahead and grab your phone, go open Instagram, follow us at The Boonie Breakdown. You can do that on TikTok. You can do that on Facebook. You can even do it on fucking Pinterest too, if you wanted to, but at The Boonie Breakdown. And you can follow us on Twitter at Boonie Breakdown. I have not asked for any, but if you've been listening for a while and you have yet to do so, then you can head on over to Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We're starting the new year out. You can leave me a 5-star review in Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I really would appreciate it. It takes you 2 seconds. So just go type in The Boonie Breakdown, you or you're following, go scroll down, hit those 5 stars, and it helps me out a lot. So, all right, I had a lot to say there, but you know what the fuck? I am done. So let's get ready to break it down. All right, y'all. So we're back. First episode in the new year. I took a break the first week, but I had to have Problematic Fave come in first. At first, I was like, should I do a responsible episode and just do one by myself? And then I was like, nah, bring in Brian. And then I'll do responsible after that.
Hey, Boonie, what's good?
How are you? Did you have a good new year?
I did.
A good holiday season?
Yes, I did. A lot of drinking. A lot of smoking, a lot of cigars, just a lot of relaxing, really. Didn't really go anywhere, but I had a chance to really just sit back and just kind of relax coming into the new year. Not refreshed.
You're not refreshed.
No, because I feel like that was the whole goal. overdo the debauchery real heavy so that you could come into the new year like, oh, yeah, but now I'm like, I'm tired as fuck.
You know, December for me is always so gluttonous in so many ways, right? Because one is my birthday, then it's Christmas, New Year's, and I just feel like it's all the sugar, it's all the liquor, it's just that everything is a lot. And This year I made it, went to Houston, and then in Houston, you know, like, I don't know who the fuck we thought we were, but I don't, the earliest night we got in was 1 a.m. Like one night we got in at 5 a.m. We went to one spot, another spot, the after hours. Like, I just, you know,
yeah,
we had
I love
a good ass time. We had a good ass time.
It looked like it. I told you, I was like, y'all put the hoe in Houston. I was like, y'all put the HO right in Houston.
And it's always funny when I go there, it's always talking to guys, they're always like, you're not from here. You're not from here. And I'm like, how can you tell? One guy was like, oh, you from New York? I'm like, New York? No, I'm not from New York.
Most of the people in Houston aren't from Houston themselves. That's the crazy thing. Like, that's like Atlanta, Houston. It's a lot of people who got there, who went to college, and they stayed there. But a lot of people got to Houston because of Katrina and a lot of other little things that brought them there. But they're not usually, I guess, Houstonians.
Yeah. No, it is. It's so, I want to say cute, maybe endearing, maybe cute is the word I want to say. But they're so fucking country. It's it's so country, but
I like the South. I like the South. It's cool. I like Southern women. Just the hospitality.
What I like about Houston that we don't have in Baltimore is nightlife.
Oh yeah.
And it pisses me off every time I go.
Can we handle it?
Huh?
Can we handle it?
I feel like we deserve it. I don't know if we can handle it, but I feel like we deserve it. And I say this because Baltimore is 60% Black. And I hate that when you have to go places here, it's either hood or it's white people. Right. It's nothing for...
It's hard to find that medium. And
yeah.
When you do find a medium, it's just a matter of time before it catches on.
Yeah.
Right?
And so I love that in Houston, it's the spots that everybody go to and it's a mix. It could be, you know, well-to-do people. It could be the hood, but it's cool. And my friend who moved there was like, I've never seen a fight here. And I said, because all them niggas got guns. Like, what's the fight for? I will shoot you. And everybody got a gun, so it doesn't matter. And we watched. Something was boiling right next to us. And I am out of my mind fucked up. But I'm trying to, like, talk to myself, like, move. Because if they start shooting, because the guy was reaching. And I was like, if he starts shooting, I'm next to the nigga he fighting with. Like, I'm going to die. But I was so fucked up. Like, I couldn't sober up. I could not move. We had way too much Casamigos. And I'm like, Jesus, I just could not move. But then I watched something and it turned me on because all the, like, these men who weren't even involved, not the people fighting, but the men who were not involved, they stood up and they were like, nah, you don't want to do this. Not tonight, playboy. Like, we have, and I'm like, damn, these are motherfucking men, right? Like, the men de-escalated the whole situation. And then in the moment, I was like, damn, now I'm turned on because nothing popped off. And they dragged the one nigga out and the other nigga went back to party with his hookah. And I was like, damn, that's how it should be. Now nobody had to be worried about getting shot up.
Now in Baltimore, somebody like, oh.
I see you also.
No, like, oh, who you calling playboy? Like, what? Yeah. Like, I just was trying to get y'all to stop. Now you're getting shot for trying to break it up.
Trying to break up the fight. So, no, yeah.
I mean, it would be dope if we could, have more of a nightlife here, especially it's just so promoter-driven, like the spots here. So you go through that promoter-driven type of energy. I feel like there's some promoter-type-ish when I was in Houston. But I do feel like there's so many people there. I mean, you can put two or three Baltimores inside of Houston for the number of people that are there.
For sure.
That it makes up for a difference. You know what I mean?
No,
it's
for sure.
It's way bigger.
It's way bigger. But it's like everybody know where to go. Like on Sunday Fun Day, it's like they had Faces, they had 5015, they had Chapman Kirby, they had that. Like everybody know where to go.
Is address still popping?
I didn't go there.
It's huge. Like, that place is a warehouse. Like,
yeah.
The line didn't stop. The line didn't stop. But,
yeah. So I just feel like Baltimore, we deserve it. Now, I'm also out of that stage. Like, that's a treat that I was doing all that for that weekend. Right. I'm not doing that on a normal basis, but it would be nice when we want to go out. Like, oh,
that's where it comes
up.
So that's where it comes up. So when I've had these discussions and I remember, trying to figure out like how sustainable it is. You have people in our age group who only go out when it's a treat, right? So if I'm a club owner or a bar owner at 40 something years old, it's hard to say how sustainable this is, because I don't know if I could get you and your girlfriends to come hang out at my bar every week.
And maybe it would be a culture shift, like, right? Like, if there were options, people would go out.
Yeah.
But maybe I mean, not all the time, but they're literally. Here's the funny thing. We go to this, my friend, her friend was like, oh, you could bring your friends with you. She had an ugly sweater Christmas party. So we go to her ugly sweater Christmas party, and it was this couple there, and they're like, oh my God, we just went to Baltimore. We had a great time. Like, we don't know why it gets the rap. And we were like, I know. And she's like, yeah, because we went to the Black Chinese restaurant. And I'm like, Black Chinese restaurant? She's like, yeah, the Black-owned Chinese restaurant. And I'm like, what? We're looking. I'm like, and then she said something. I was like, the Golden Dragon? And she's like, yeah, we had a blast in there. And I was like, I would never tell anyone to go to the Golden Dragon.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. That's like,
but they had a fucking blast telling everybody about the Black-owned Chinese restaurant.
That's funny. And that's not even Baltimore. That's strictly Randallstown.
And it's not Black-owned either.
Not at all. Not at all.
I didn't burst their bubble. We were just like, oh, really? And they were like, yeah. Then my other friend from New York who was there, she's like, you ain't never take me there. And I'm like, no.
He's lucky they didn't get shot that night.
That's literally what I said to them. So yeah, all that to say, I do think Baltimore deserves, and we deserve it before the white folk take hold of the city.
I mean, you know, I definitely think we have the potential. It's there. It's just tough. It's a tough business. It's a business that I don't want to get into.
I'm not interested. I'd rather own a laundromat, honestly.
Yeah. I need stuff that can run without me being there. And that's 1,000%. You kind of have to be there, overseeing things, making sure things are, you know, like the money not coming in the front door and walking right out at the end of the night, you know, that type of thing. Because we got our spots we go to where we know the bartenders, and it's like, yeah, you give her $40, you go for the whole night. Like, what if that was my bar? I'm like, I just seen you pour 4 fucking shots. Like, and you ain't take no money. Like,
is the math not mathing?
Yeah, it's not.
No, but, yeah, I wouldn't want to be in that business either, but because gone are the days. I'm not driving to D.C. for shit. I'm not. That's dead.
I hate D.C. Honestly, like, driving to D.C., the $20, the $40 valet. When you get there, you got to get a hotel. It becomes a whole event.
It's a whole ordeal and it's expensive. Yeah. So, yeah, that's out. I can't
do it. For the listeners who don't know, I could ride my bicycle to DC. It's 50 to 60 miles. So I could ride my bike to DC. We actually had people ride their bikes to DC and rode back. It was like a little thing that they did. That's how close it is. But the traffic. If you can just imagine like something being really close, and then it's like the traffic and then the congestion. And while it seems like, oh, a 50-minute drive for some of you in Atlanta, like, oh, that's what we do on a Friday. We ride 50 minutes, you know,
not happening.
Part to into the city and then back home. Like, no, it's completely different. It's, you have to do it to understand it. But for the listeners who think it's close, it's not.
It's not. Every Black Baltimorean has a story of your friends, like, oh, let's party in D.C., but somebody has to be the designated driver, and you're trying not to get too fucked up, or you got too fucked up, and you didn't realize you were too fucked up until you hit that darkness of 295. Then all the motherfuckers in the car asleep because they drunk as fuck, and you praying that you get your asses home safe. Don't nobody want to do that shit.
I don't know what you're talking about, the designated driver, but because we didn't have one. Every time we went, we just drank, and then we just prayed. And we made it back home, thank God. But that was definitely...
Yeah, like, as if the risk... It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not.
Thank God we all made it alive.
And 295 seems like it's so dark. And no matter if you're in Laurel, Columbia, wherever you're
at... It's dark and tree-lined. It's like a tunnel.
Yeah, it seems the same. It's just like... The
brown-ass signs.
It's a never-ending road. You just be like, where are we? Like, are we there yet? And it's just like, you're just coming back home. Oh, man. And it's 2 lanes. and it's two
fucking lanes.
Oh man, it's the worst.
It is the worst. So don't nobody got time for that shit. So, and just one last thing, we're gonna move on. Baltimore is not the DMV for other people who are listening, because if you're not here, Baltimore is Baltimore.
And the DMV is the DMV because when they say DC, DC is the centermost point. When they say Maryland, they're talking about the counties and the DC suburbs. When they say Northern Virginia, they're just strictly talking Northern Virginia. They don't say DMNV is DC, Maryland, Virginia, but they're not talking about like Hampton or Virginia Beach. Like, oh, we in the DMV. No, you're not
touching DC.
Just anything touching DC. That's all it is. Like, that's not it. Baltimore. Leave us alone.
Baltimore is Baltimore.
Yes.
I laugh because somebody else, I introduced myself and I was like, they were like, oh, you're from Maryland. I was like, no, I'm from Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly.
It just makes sense. Don't get confused. I'm not from Maryland. I'm from Baltimore.
And then when people try to pull the I'm from Maryland and they from Baltimore, I know that they're trying to be slick. I know you're trying you're trying to be bougie, fake bougie ass. Like,
you don't want it. I'll always rep Baltimore. But yeah, that was my stint in Houston. I don't know if I'm rejuvenated after the holidays, but I know I'm not putting no effort into shit until after MLK Day. So on January 17th, I'll gear back up. We're going to ease into this new year. I'm not doing a lot of effort for shit.
I'm literally dreading. You already know, like, I got to start school in like 2 weeks.
I know that's what you were going to say.
Yeah, I'm like literally sitting there thinking like, what did I get myself into? I'm over here, like, I got one syllabus. And I've just been going through it. And I'm just like, every day I keep looking at it like, God damn. I'm telling you, when May 22nd comes up and that's the end of the first semester, I'm going to act the fucking fool.
Good for you. Do you need a study buddy? Anybody want to be Brian's study buddy?
There's going to be one in the class somewhere. There's going to be somebody in that. Oh, you're talking about. That's just, we're not going there. But I do see you got your whole nose, huh? You got your baby. You got your baby hoe nails for those on Patreon, gang.
I don't do that bitch nails.
She got the baby hoe nails.
I don't know how people function with those motherfucking shit.
It's a nice green, but it's nothing like the hoe nails. I can't do it.
The long pointy motherfuckers. I would kill myself.
It's the shape. So women are like, what is hoe nails? Because I said that before and they're like, what are you talking about hoe nails? It's the length, the size, as far as the shape, and sometimes it's the designs. You know, all of them don't have to have designs. There might be one slick ass design or one glow in the dark. That's just sexy, yo. I love them whole nails. And Booney got the little blonde in our braids. If you got any types of blonde in your hair during the year and you wear whole nails, that whole shit sexy. Stay hoes. Stay a hoe.
Hoe my stay. Listen, I wish I could do bad bitch nails. I can't do it. Like,
show me your mama made a hoe.
You're disgusting.
That's my first thoughts. Like, it's time. Now show me your mama made a hoe.
Man. Do you say that to women?
No, I say it to myself.
That wouldn't turn me on per se.
No, in my mind, I'm like, now show me your mama made a hoe.
So do you like the visual of the nails? Do you like the feel or just the visual?
It's the visual. Like, I feel like it's sexy. Like, you sitting there talking to a female. She got her nails done. She got her hair done. You know, I like all that shit. I mean, some men don't care about shit like that.
You're getting basic bitch shit for me. It's basic bitch nails.
But that's not bad because they're done.
They'll be done. Nice. They're just regular ass nails. That's all I can give you.
Yeah, but they look nice. I mean, that's fine. As long as they look nice. I mean, everybody can't run around with those type of nails based on their job or how they live. But whole nails is
and
what it is.
And look at too, like, they're so fucking expensive. Like, a nigga got to pay for them. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm not paying for them shits.
No, I'm not.
You like them, you run them. Cash it.
Nah,
can't do it. Because when I saw how much women were paying for those, I'm like, What? You pay $150 every time you get your nails done?
Yeah.
$150 for me, nails, pedicure, and a Brazilian. I just can't spend that on the nails.
I mean, y'all definitely got your, what is it? Y'all little stuff y'all got to take care of. I mean, you know.
It's a lot. By the time you add it up, what do you spend money on like that?
My beard to get shaped up is $30 a week, and I'm highly upset. Like, how did we get to... I used to spend $7 a week. Now this shit is like $30. I'm like,
y'all niggas made it a thing, so now they can make money off of it.
I'm like, what is going on?
So I'm like, if I added it up...
I'm all gray now, too. Like, I'm fully, like, grayed
out. I love the gray. Salt and pepper. By the time I add up nails, pedicure, waxes, eyebrows, facials. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else I do every month? I think that's it. That's a little, like...
No, it adds up, but that's why...
That could be a path to financial freedom.
That's why when women... See, that's what... Like, my whole thing is, while we on this subject, right? Women will say stuff like, a man got to pay for this, pay for that. To me, those are your bare necessities, right? You got to take care of that. Those are the things that you got to take care of. Now, if I ever want to treat you or I'm in a treating mood, that's when I pop in and be like, here goes some money for your nails or your toes. You know, here goes some money for your hair.
Cool. I can't be mad at that.
But we always kind of charged with paying for the dates. So that's your job to get ready, because we got to pay for that nice meal, that nice date you want to go on. Drinks, food, it balances out after you do all of the shit you do.
Like, I feel like if you treating every now and then, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good. Pop up with a little Cash App, like, here you go, babe. Like, I know you out getting your stuff done.
But I think the same could go vice versa. Like, if I like it when your hair is cut and your beard's lined up, I could do the same.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big deal. But yeah, I don't know. I should... I ranked this one day. Now, honestly, okay, if I had to give things up, nails is the first thing I'm giving up. Like, if money got tight, nails is out of here. I would still find a way to pay for a wax. I would still find a way for my facial. Pedicures is next. I might be in here myself with the little pumice stone.
Yeah, I like to get manicures. I had one manicure probably like in the last like 4 months, 4 to 5 months, like one manicure. And I was just like, that's just not in the budget right now.
Like, yeah, just, like if I had like to chop, those things
that just got to go. Like, I will literally pay for a manicure every night and cigars, and then be like, yeah, I just don't have money for a manicure. Like, no
priority
cigars for one day.
It's whatever, yeah, it's
like,
whatever.
$30 a day, literally like $30 a day in cigars. I'm trying to get to the point where I could just get out of that habit. I know. I'm hoping that when I go to school, I just go home afterwards.
No, you're not.
But in my mind, I'm feeling like I'm going to be so busy that I'm going to skip going to the lounge.
You'll make time.
But that's all I do. I don't spend a bunch of money going out to eat. And don't, no, like, I'm just saying, like, going out to eat and doing other stuff.
Oh, no. So, yeah, all my other service, the last two I would cut would be facials and waxes. Everything else could go. But facials and waxes would have to stay. I would have to find the money to make that work. Yeah. Waxes. I told my wax girl, you're the safest of all my service providers because the box will be waxed. So you're safe. Now, I do need to curb DoorDash. That habit, because it's so convenient sometimes when I just don't feel like it. And it's just me. I'm just cooking for one most times. So yeah. What the fuck?
The fees are crazy. The fees
it's
are
the fees.
Yo, you'd be like, oh yeah, $9.99, $22.35. Like, how did we get there? Yeah, how did we get? Then it's only $20, so you do it, and then you do it 10 times, and you're like, damn, that was $200 this month. But you know what's crazy?
If I added up how much money I probably spent out on delivery food and like going to restaurants with friends, oh my God, I'd be sick.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's what I was going to say. I don't do a whole lot of restaurants and restaurant eating. That adds up. Like when I see people at Ruth Chris and out and eating all the time, I just be like, ooh, that bill looks. Like, that's the last thing you want to do is talk to a chick who want to go out and eat all the time. You be like, woo, no, I can't do it.
No, yeah, that's another thing. I did tell this guy because he was just saying, like, I was like, you just lack creativity. I didn't say it like that, but I mean, that's what the fuck I told him, because he was just saying, like, what else do you do on a date besides go to a restaurant? And I'm like, you could do shit. Like,
oh, it's a lot of shit to do.
It's a lot. I was like, you just are not a creative person because you can't think of anything else to do outside of eating. And that is ridiculous.
Yeah. And I mean, not every date don't have to be like, we talked about this before. I don't want to go down a rabbit hole. But every date doesn't have to be $250, $300. Like, to have a good date. Like, sometimes the date can be just going to get a drink, you know? Like, it doesn't have to always include food, drinks, hanging out. Now we get this amount of money. Like, if you want to date and you also want to be responsible, you're not going to keep going out to dinner every other weekend spending $200, $300, $400.
You can't.
You can't. Well, some people can. And some people want to make it known that they can. I'm just saying that I'm not doing that shit.
I'm not.
Especially
either.
When you want to take vacations and you want to plan and do other stuff, you gotta be smart about it.
All right, let me ask you this. Would you do like a third or a fourth date, like as a trip?
It depends. The chemistry gotta be like really crazy.
And if you have, okay, I'm adding a,
how long is your trip?
Like, if it's like a 4-day trip.
Like a weekender, probably. You know, yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah, not a whole 7 days. I'm like 4 to 5 days.
I mean, if it's a weekender, I'd probably be cool with that. Like, if I could just throw something in the duffel and it's a Friday to Sunday, I don't really get a chance to be like, oh my God, let me get out of here. Might leave that trip feeling like I wish I had more time. But in that moment, like, you know, it's just very new. It's very fresh.
Like, it is very new and fresh. Okay. So if y'all had not had sex at that point yet.
Oh, I'm not going out of town with nobody I ain't had sex with. I'm not going out of town with nobody I ain't had sex with. It's a waste. Like,
what if you have sex on the trip?
That's fine. But what if it's awful?
What if?
I'm just saying. So it's just like going out of town with somebody I haven't had sex with is setting a bad precedent, because at some point, and if I'm paying for shit, like I'm paying for the room, nah, fuck that. Like, I want it to be known we fucking before we leave the zip code. Like, we ain't going into
this. So you, I mean, that's a fair point to say. You're not gonna go out with somebody you haven't fucked. Because my thing is, and I don't know if this
dudes
is the right
do that a lot. So I feel like that's that weak shit. It's a lot of niggas who got no game, right? So they do this weak shit where they be like, oh, let me take you to D.C. Oh, let's go to D.C. and spend the night. Oh, let's go up to Philly for a night, spend some time. Oh, yo, let me take you to Atlantic City. They don't have no game. So they lead with, let me take you somewhere to stay overnight. Like, nah, let me try that shit out before we go anywhere. Let me.
That's fair. I'm kind of with you. I probably would not. I mean, it is a big risk because I would be mad that I'm stuck. Let's just say you went to Miami, right? I'm stuck in Miami thinking I'm about to get my back broke and this shit is weak. And then I'm mad at myself because I could have just tested it before we went on this trip.
Yeah, and you're stuck in a room every night with like some bullshit. You'd be like,
I would just lie and say my period came.
And see, we can't really lie. It'd just be like, we just kind of could just be disappointed. And then it'd be like, And then we might get a bad rap. Like, oh, that shit was weak. Like, no, I really ain't like you. Like, yeah, my shit ain't even want to get hard for her. Like, but she might be like, his dick don't work. But like, you damned if you do, you damned if you don't.
So you're saying test it before you go on the road.
Yeah, you got to test it. I feel like it's safe for both parties to do that. Like, I'm a firm believer that I don't even think women should take trips with men that they haven't slept with. Because one, it puts a spotlight on, like, the elephant in the room, right? So we haven't slept together yet. We both know that. We getting to the point where the night is winding down. We've been out drinking, eating. We didn't check in. Changed clothes. now it's real awkward when it's time to go to bed. Like,
gotta put a line in the bed.
No, it's like, hey, you might want to take your luggage off of that other side over there because that's where you're gonna be sleeping. Ain't nobody telling me that.
Oh my God, would you be upset? Because I think I would be offended even if we had not had sex.
It wouldn't happen.
Listen, I know you're not going, but like, I would be offended if I went in a room and it was two beds.
I'm just saying. I just know I've heard stories about it happening, but my thing is not happening with me. I'm too forward. My mouth is too forward. I'm going to say some ignorant shit and I'm going to let them know before we even get there.
I don't know. I feel like that's a fair stance to take, but if I didn't, had not, and had the... Let me take this back. Let me shut the hell up, because maybe I'm lying. Maybe I have done this already. Well, does it count if you got flued out?
I mean, if you get flued out, either way, once you get flued out, like, you know...
I mean, I feel like, you know, like, you're getting flown out. The feminist gonna get me. I feel like you.
I said it at the last show when I got cussed out. When we was in New York, when I came off the stage, it was two girls waiting, and they were like, "Oh, fuck you." Oh, you know, like I was like, "Oh, okay." It was just like asshole.
I mean, if I'm going on a trip, I'm gathering that I'm gonna fuck at some point.
That's my whole point. So my thing is like, why do we play games? As adults, right?
Because my thing is, I would not go. I would not let somebody fly me out that I wouldn't fuck. Maybe that's how point. I'm operating. So yeah,
let's bring that into 2024.
All right, let's bring it.
Stop back. Going on dates and hanging around people and leading them on. If you're not going to fuck them, like it's okay to be figuring out. It's okay to like try to get an idea of if I like this person or not. But once you get into that realm of you know this person likes you. You know that they're interested in you. They're spending money. They're doing certain things. They're trying to fuck. So if you're not trying to fuck, stay the fuck home or go fuck somebody you want to fuck. Stop fucking a nigga who ain't take you nowhere and leaving the restaurant with the nigga who took you out to go fuck the other nigga. Because that's what the fuck y'all be doing. And we do the shit too. We do the shit too. Because see, what women do is when y'all be playing.
But you got to overlap, right? You got to have somebody you fucking on while you talking to them, you meeting somebody new.
That's just how it happens, unfortunately. What happens is you're holding out and you're trying to be responsible with your pussy. So you want to be like, oh, I had a good time. It was nice. Thank you. And then we both call somebody when we leave. We both call somebody when we leave.
So, gotta go.
Yeah, it's like, okay. And then we finally get to the point where we start up. And then there's a decision to be made. Do we keep that other person or they just kind of filter away? But you got to really like the person at that point.
You do. So somebody sent me this tweet and I was like, no, I saw it in somebody's Insta story. And they were like, this feels like a podcast with somebody. And I screenshot it and I was like, me. And they were like, yes, you got to talk about it. And so this guy tweeted, I love pussy, but I don't like women the same way I love ketchup, but I hate tomatoes. And so I see your face. So when I thought about it, it said, I love pussy, but I don't like women. Same way I love ketchup, but I hate tomatoes. And so I related to the tomato part because I have a love-hate relationship with tomatoes. I will ask for them. Like today, I went out to lunch with Mama Ratchet and the guy was like, lettuce, tomato, onions. And I was like, yeah. And as soon as I got it, I looked at it. I was like, ugh. And I like put it all aside. Like, I don't want it. I do feel like, and not even saying the men are gay, I do feel like some men do not like women. They just like pussy.
See, when we say like, I'm trying to understand what we're saying here. Are they saying
enjoy like, the company of women?
Okay. All right. That's different because I was really starting to get nervous. Like, what?
Like, yeah, like I think if.
I mean, I'm sure you. I know why they like pussy. I mean, we like pussy because it got pussy in it. That's why everybody...
Exactly. But y'all don't like... It's like y'all don't like the women attached to the pussy. And I'm not saying all men. Because I do think some men are fine with women, but some men, I be questioning sometimes, like, you just don't like women. But you, if we didn't have pussies, you would not fuck with us.
Well, I think it's based on, I think it's based on a type, right? So
what sometimes you mean,
the type that they're choosing. So I think sometimes what we end up doing is dealing in a space with a certain type of woman that's all we ever attract, right? So sometimes you're around guys and they just never been around certain types of women. Like they've never
like
been.
Like they're scaring the hoes type guys.
Yeah. I mean, they like always fucking with hoes or ratchet type chicks. They don't know what it's like to deal with a chick who has a little sense, a little refined, you know. Was sitting there listening to two guys have a conversation the other day. And the guy was like, yo, when you going to put me on with somebody? And he was like, man, every time I put you on with somebody, you say too much and you fuck it up. He was like, you don't know. He was like, you don't know how to be around women with degrees and education and shit. And the nigga was like, and he was like, man, fuck them bitches, man. Them bitches could get fucked too. He was like, they can, but it's a certain way you got to at least approach them in the beginning. He was like, they come from our backgrounds and stuff like that. You can't just approach him with just saying anything out your mouth. And he was like, so I reserve you for the hood chicks. And he was like, yeah, I like a hood bitch. But it was just funny listening to this conversation because I was like laughing. And he looked over like, you know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, you got to be versatile to deal with different types of women, right? And some guys only want to deal with that chick who's trying to smoke, drink, you know, turn up. He was like, if a bitch don't know the rap songs, I can't fuck with her. It's like, what?
So, okay. Okay.
I think it's just based on that type of female. And so a dude probably be like, I'm sick of these bitches, right? But it's a certain type of bitch he's sick of because that's all he play in. He play in that same.
So men don't have the bandwidth to. Not all men have the bandwidth for the gamut of all the women that they're presented with. Because
they don't. So that's what makes. Damn, I hate tooting my own horn. I really don't, but I do.
Oh my God.
That's what makes men like me special, right? If you're well-rounded enough, right? And I'm not trying to be funny and really toot my own horn. I'm really being serious. If you're able to communicate and you're able to have like some type of levels of education with you, you can go anywhere, you can play in any type of level. You can go from a chick that's kind of hood all the way up to a chick who's really educated, right? Whereas some people can only stay in that box of where they from and where their education took them.
Okay, I'm following what you're saying, right? And I think this goes to a larger conversation. I don't know how to say this softly.
Say it. We don't say shit softly.
I feel like women have outpaced men to some degree. And,
no, you have. You have. Right? And that's where we come in with that. And that's what I'm saying. That there's not a lot of men who feel confident enough to even start in some of those circles or conversations. So as soon as a woman says her title, certain men instantly like get excited, like, oh, she do this. Oh, she do that. Like, oh, she got money or she making money or she's, you know, I mean, men like are really like enamored with like your success. So they automatically start feeling like, oh, shit, like this is a challenge. Right. Because you're in a certain tax bracket or you have a certain title attached to your name versus. This just gonna be easy because I'm on the same level with her.
But and Ryan,
there's so many of y'all that have, but there's so many of y'all that have outpaced us on
that's
a
what
scale.
I'm gonna say. So yeah. Is this so? It, and I didn't even think we was gonna talk about this because I didn't think that was gonna be your answer. So is that why so many women I know are single? Right? Because you
no,
is the same.
It's not the same. That's two different things.
Why so is it what two I will
say, so what I will say is
If the pool is limited of who can even have a conversation with you, right? It's just a numbers game.
It is a numbers game. But with a lot of women who are successful and have reached certain levels, they may be missing something in the connection standpoint with men. And it's not always just because you're doing so much better. It's because I feel like a lot of women that you may know probably don't care about dating men that make less than them.
They don't care, yeah.
Right. So if you don't care, then something is missing in the connection space, because the biggest thing where most men complain is, oh, she had all of this money and these degrees and she was talking down to me. If your friends are not those types of people, that shouldn't be the issue.
Well, let me say, not all of them, right? Some people are, right? Because they feel like, I have, you should match me. And yeah, that gets tough, right?
Yeah, that gets tough.
If I even think about myself, it's not too many men who can match me. And that's not even, if you just said, tooting my own horn. It's not that many.
I don't feel like it's a lot of women who can match me.
So where do you go? Because
that's the thing. As a man, I'm not as impressed by what a woman makes.
Me either.
So for me, it's more so about, do you love what you do? Are you happy? You know, that type of energy. Are you well-rounded enough to be able to enjoy certain things? Because to me, you don't have to have a degree. You don't have to have this high education.
Me either.
But you're able to go out to a nice restaurant and enjoy yourself and be open to trying things, or travel somewhere and being able to do different things. That's my bar, right? I don't really care so much to be like, oh, she got a master's from here. Oh, she's this, she's that. She went to this school. That don't get my dick hard. Because at the end of the day, I want to be able to just be able to have fun and enjoy you. All of that stuff is just a bonus.
No, I would totally agree. Like, I don't need someone to come in here and pay my bills. I do that every month.
I got to do it. That's the same thing that I feel. So easy. If I'm already doing it every month and we ever decide to get together, we're going to be good, because I've been doing this shit by myself for a long time.
1,000% agree. So,
So what do you bring to the table in terms of attitude, like ambition? Just the way that you carry yourself, right? So I care about those things, right? Like I care about you having a proper attitude to be able to just enjoy life and know that when the peaks and valleys come, you're not going to be down in the dumps. You're going to be able to enjoy life still, be happy with what we have and not live in a comparison style life where you write about what the next person got going on.
Okay.
So that's it's just two different things. But I do feel that, I do feel you in the sense that it's less people to have a conversation.
It is.
Yeah, but that's just our community. I mean, as we continue to try to strive to be better, we can't just pop up and think that the men in our community, we already know from being on a college campus, if it's 15-1, that's already letting you know right then and there you're outpacing us.
But let's just take it back to what you said. Even taking it out of qualifications, right? Because like, that's what made me realize this is dumb. You're sitting here wanting someone to match you and that pool don't exist. So that should even be a factor because it don't exist, right? So remove that away. I still feel like the pool, so that widens the pool back up. And I still feel like emotionally women have outgrown men to a degree, because so many men, listen, let me finish. So many men just have not.
I'm shaking my head.
You are. You're like, no, because I'll give you a little check because you've at least gone to therapy, right? There are so many men out here broken by shit and they don't realize it. And I can't fix that shit. So I can't be with you. I can't talk to you. The men that I have considered talking to seriously, right? I also know some niggas I don't even have these conversations with, because I'm just trying to fuck off. Like, I don't want to be bothered. I already know what it is. So,
man.
But some of the ones who I'm like, I actually like you. And we start to peel back the layers and I'm like, whoo, yeah. Whoo. So he may listen to this. And at this point, I don't give a fuck.
I'm just letting you finish because I'm ready.
And I know you're ready. I can see
better,
you.
I'm working on being a better listener.
Because you've done the work. You went to therapy, right? But no, I'm serious, because you hear some of the trauma that men are holding, and I'm like, that's heavy, but I can't help you unpack that. Right? And I'm also not going to stay in a relationship with you while you choose not to unpack it or sit the shit down. So go do some work and holler at me. Like, maybe we'll reconnect later. And in that regard, I do feel like, because women are now understanding what boundaries are and what they're willing to put up with and not put up with, that's when I'm saying the outpacing sometimes is happening there. But I'm telling you, I can name dozens of examples of men who just need to go sit on somebody's fucking couch.
I hear you. And I feel like it's the same with women. So women are so comfortable being who they are and doing the things the way that they do them, that when a real man comes along
and challenges,
huh?
What's a real man? Give me a definition for that.
I mean, if you looked it up in the dictionary, it might be a picture of me. But the whole point is, when you got a man who definitely does present and he has his shit together, and there's certain ways that he want to run things as a man, a lot of y'all women can't handle being led. Okay? So you're used to already paying your own stuff, doing everything the way that you do it, but now a real man shows up and it's like, you want a man to take the lead. You want all of these things. But when it actually happens, you're not ready for it. And that's what I see. I feel like women want a man to be a man. But when he shows up and ready to do that, y'all can't really relinquish y'all control or power or open yourselves up enough to be criticized and say, maybe I am doing some things wrong. Even like in your situation, let's say your situation is a little different because you don't have any children, right? But a lot of these women don't want you to come in and be a man and explain certain things or make suggestions about the way they're doing certain things, even with raising their children. People are very sensitive to that. So when you come in as a man, and let's say a woman has a child, there's already certain things, like you said, where I'm like, oh, I'm here to just fuck off. Because I've already had three conversations with them, and I can see that the whole situation is a mess from the way they rear their children, the way that they communicate with their kids' fathers, the way that their kids' fathers might not be present, certain things that they've already started down the path of that just seems messy. And it's just like, if I come in, and women are thinking like, you know, like, oh, he was just this and he was that. No, we already seen it, the writing on the wall by the third date, and we just knew that there was nothing going to be nothing serious, because it's a lot to penetrate. It's a lot to penetrate.
I can yield to that, right? Like, especially, and this is what I have said in therapy myself, is that the longer I stay single, the harder it's going to get for me to let somebody in. And so
it that's how it always becomes, because you become so independent.
Yeah, it's like, it's, I'm doing this. You
become dependent. And that's my point. So many people want to be independent and still be codependent on each other. And that's where it comes in, because it's like, you're so used to doing everything on your own. How are you going to allow a man to step up and even be able to lead? Because you so headstrong on, I do this all by myself. Oh, I don't need nobody for this. Oh, I don't need nobody for that. And at the end of the day, as men, we do want our ego stroked and we want to feel needed. So it's not just about you always feeling like, well, I got this aspect and I got that aspect. Like, sometimes when you let a man be a man, part of the ego stroking comes from you allowing him to step up and take the lead on certain things. And some of y'all can't. Y'all want to concede to the fact that, not even concede, it's more so y'all want to like live with the idea that we both can do this.
I think most women will happily turn over that softness.
They will happily turn it over, but they won't allow you to get there for them to even get soft.
It's for, like, when you see it, you will, right? Like, and as I'm watching some of my friends get to this point with men they're with, I'm like, that's so dope that they've gotten to the point and he has shown up and consistently shown up for them that they can feel like, okay, I can drop my shoulders, I can relax, and I can let him do what he needs to do because I know he got my back, right? And so I do think it takes when that person shows up, I think most women will. Because I don't want to do this shit. And my shit be simple as shit, right? Like, oh my God, let the nigga show up soon because I'm tired of taking the trash out. Like, I don't want to do that.
Right. Yes. Little stuff like that. Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
And any nigga who's come in this house knows whether you come in here to fuck off or we trying something.
Take the trash out.
Something is getting done in here.
Yeah, but that's fair. I feel like that's
the shelf. Oh, these boxes fair. Need to go in the garage for recycling. Put that trash can out on the driveway when you go. Yeah, something's getting done in here.
Yeah, I mean,
love to turn that shit over.
I'm used to being single and women asking me, did you eat? Do you want a plate? You know, did you want me to pick you up something?
I'll do all like, that stuff.
At certain points, I was used to getting food brought to me to the cigar shop. Like, oh, you want to go smoke a cigar?
I'm trying to show off for the other niggas.
Nah, never come in. You don't never let them come in. Nah, you never let them come
in. You come back in there with that plate. They know your girl gave you that plate, though.
Yeah, somebody's looking out. But the only time you let them walk in is if they got to be like a showstopper to the point where, like, the other fellas is going to be like, yo, who's that coming in the door? You act like you don't even know. By the time she get to you, or you be like, oh, hey, what's up, babe? Everybody like, damn, who was that? That's just on some show off shit. Like,
niggas are so simple.
like if a nigga ever took you to the barbershop, it was just to show you off. It was to show Damn. You off. And then when he leave with his girl, somebody in there be like, yeah, you know, I used to fuck her. A man used to hit her like, oh, I know her from such and such. That's the fear you run into for taking a chick to the barbershop. But the barbershop now is so appointment based that it's only two
can't
people
do
that.
It.
It's the person before you and whoever you after, you know, so you good now. But back in the day, when the barbershop was the barbershop, you come ushering up in there, she might look around and see somebody and you'd be like, how you know that nigga?
That's hilarious.
You call him by a nickname, ATT. You'd be like, oh no. Oh no.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I say all this to say, I'm still hopeful though.
Yeah, but that's good though. And that's the thing. I think it's great because if, you know, I'm a hopeless romantic. I still feel like things can be
Are
like,
you really?
I am. I am very, like, my parents been married 51 years.
I always forget like, that until you say it.
So I always believe that I'm going to have that person across the table from me playing Uno and chess and sitting in the kitchen, pouring orange juice, you know, hey, babe, you want to go do this? Oh, I'm going to go play golf. And then, you know, you go do your thing and then we watch a movie later. Like, that's the shit that I look forward to, like being able to vacation and travel with somebody. Like, those are the things that I want. So I'm never going to give up hope on that because it's like, for me, it's not fun to just fuck a bunch of women and be single. Like, that shit gets old. Like, that shit gets old real quick because right after you bust that nut, you like, why are you here? Why are you? Jesus. Why are you rubbing on me? But you don't say that. You just be like, you know. Jesus. But in your mind, you like, why are you here? Like, that's the feeling that men get. Like, we either want to cuddle with you or we want you gone. And it's just facts. And you can't control it.
So you like ketchup, but you don't like tomato.
I can't have either one because I got acid reflux. How about that? But the first thing, I
can have that. Nigga.
No, I can have that. I get the first thing. But no, I think it's weird that it's so many men versus women. It's like a battle of the sexes constantly on social media where men are trying to tear down women. Women are trying to tear down men. This whole thing where everything is sassy. Everything is sassy, like from your job title to like, oh, you sell pharmaceuticals? So you walk in the doctor's office with cupcakes? That's sassy. Like, not that nobody said that, but I could hear somebody saying like, so you be delivering you know, donuts and coffee and walking in with cupcakes. That's sassy. You know, everything is sassy nowadays. Like, that's crazy.
Men, you know why?
You get a manicure. That's sassy. No. You get your toes done. That's sassy.
For me, like the
For you, you're mature enough that you can appreciate that. But some women are really coming into a whole era of everything a man do is so sassy.
Like, now, what do you I've seen the memes, but like for me, I don't think it's that men are. I think the shift there is because men really think they bad bitches.
Like,
like men, some men really believe they're the prize, and I think that's for me where the sassy come in, right? Like, it's not just the you doing little basic shit, like.
So the prize,
for me, my basic, my only basic sassy measure is blowing hookah smoke. I do not give a fuck. That shit is sassy as shit.
What,
like that shit is. I don't care. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I haven't been to a hookah lounge in a really long time, and that was funny because this guy was like, "Oh, you used to go to the hookah lounge," and it's like a couple hookah lounges where I live, and they're supposed to be like really good. And I was like, oh, I used to go, but this was like pre-pandemic, like right after pandemic, but not really. And I was like, I stopped going. And he was like, well, why you stop going? And I was like, I was dating young girls. So I was like, I had to go to hookah lounges. And he was like, oh, you smoke cigars? I'm like, yeah, but you got to adapt. So if you got a girl who like 33 and under, she's smoking hookah, buddy. She's smoking hookah and... You know, all you got to do is show up with that good Reposado from any type of tequila brand, and you got two cups and a little thing of ice, you in there. Y'all going to hit the hookah, y'all going to hit the tequila, and you going to have a good night. I was like, that was like the $40, $50 date right there. Like with the young girls, you might spend $100, depending on what tequila you get or how much the hookah is. But you get two hookahs, two cups, some ice, some tequila. Oh man, you might need to get a little chaser from there when you get there. Oh man, that was like easy money.
I hate hookah.
It's something to do. Like, if see, because I'm a smoker, it's something to do, but I don't do it. I haven't done it.
I haven't done hookah
in a really long time. But if I'm out in a club and I can't smoke a cigar, I might just hit a hookah a couple of times, but I'm not getting my own hookah. As a man, I find it
sassy.
Funny
when you look over and
sassy. I don't want to kill people who like hookah because I don't think it's sassy. Because it's it started in the Middle East. Where
I know where the fuck it started. I did right, it over know? There. That's the but last time. That's literally the last time I've done hookah was when I was in Abu Dhabi. And that was 2015. Right. I haven't done hookah since. You know what worked on me was those Yes Campaign commercial
things about how bad it is.
45 minutes of hookah was like 75 cigarettes. I was like, oh my god, and I never smoked again.
And I was doing hookah like 3-4 hours.
Yeah, like, I'm like, because I just like, I never wanted to be one of them bitches with their like, I never wanted one of those. The commercials worked on me, yo.
but for real though, I mean, it's not sassy, it's just it's a vice.
I'm sorry Brian, when it's the way motherfuckers get cute and pose when they be doing that is shit be sassy. Niggas really be posed up making O's and shit. Like, what the? Nah, I'm sorry. Hookah sassy as shit. That's the only thing that really hits my sassy radar is watching a man in Houston. These motherfuckers was damn near burning themselves in 50-15 because there was nowhere to move.
I know about 50-50.
On the ground. And they're like, I'm like, it ain't that much in the world. They looked at us funny because with the table, it was a bruh who got us the table. And he was like, oh, y'all want the hookah? And I'm like, no. And he was like, we were probably the only table that did not have hookah.
Yeah. And I mean, it just, I don't know. I don't think it's
that's sassy. But... It's the way everybody get cute when they be.
I know what you mean. And that's the part where. That stuff can be sassy, but I just don't think smoking hookah is sassy. You just got to be careful when you turn in the camera to you and you.
And that's what that's the part too, because then they got the phone and you showing off.
Yeah.
Corn. Maybe it's corny. Maybe that's what I think it is.
Oh, let's say that's corny.
maybe it's sassy too, but it's all of the above. Just don't do it around me. You trying to fuck? I don't want to see you smoking no hookah.
What if he lets you hit the hookah while he eating you out?
No. If I go in your house and see a hookah pipe, dog, you was about to get some pussy, but not no more.
So you never got hit smoking hookah?
No. Maybe weed, but not like, not that. Definitely had a blunt one time.
Is that relaxing?
Oh, let me tell you. For me, high orgasms leaps and bounds beyond drunk sex.
Yeah, drunk sex is the worst.
It's sloppy.
It's funny because, like, I think as men, we do a good job sometimes. Y'all don't realize, like, how good of a job we do keeping each other on the straight and narrow. And so this guy, he wasn't even a friend of nobody. He just happened to be, like, out somewhere we were at. He was like, man, I got this chick. She hitting me. It's calling me. Like, she hit me. She drunk. She out. I said, man, just go home. I said, that bitch is going to be drunk. And that shit is going to ruin your fucking night. Because you already know you shouldn't be doing it. And then when you see her, she going to be drunk and sloppy. And the shit is going to be a waste of your time. And he was like, I ran into him again. And he was like, yo, you gave me some real good advice that night. And I was just like, what you talking about? Because I really didn't know the guy that well. And I ran into him again. And he was like, nah. Because the shorty had hit me like a day or two later and was like, I was so fucked up. I would have been no good to you. And I was like, see, that shit is the worst. Like,
yeah, I'm not a fan of drunk slut sex. It's real sloppy. Now, mm-hmm. Tipsy is different. But when you drunk, you fucked up. Like, sometimes your head is spinning. Like, can't keep your eyes open. Don't want it. But yeah. High sex? One time, I thought I was having brain aneurysm. I was so high. And I, like, the orgasm was not stopping. And the blood, I felt like it was competing. And my head just was like, I was like, I'm about to die.
You want that feeling again. That's the crazy part. You just talked about dying. And see, that's the thing. Now, but you're looking for that. But you're out looking for that.
I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for love. I'm ready to settle down, Brian.
That sounded so fake. I'm looking for love. I'm ready to settle down.
I am. I put it on my vision board.
Okay. Well, you got to change your ways.
Not change our ways. I just be in the house. I really don't be out in these streets.
In the house fucking niggas right after you meet them.
I'm a lady. Those are lies.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, at some point you gotta fuck, but you know.
It depends.
At some point you do. It's bound to happen. And I think that's the key. For me, I can't be with nobody that I can't see me fucking them for the rest of my life. They could have every box checked off.
That's a lot. I never thought about it that terms.
No, for real. Like, all the boxes can check. And for whatever reason, I can't be with somebody who I can't fuck or want to fuck every day. So you could be out there and you get a perfect resume. You could be the perfect woman.
You know what? I'm saying that. Yeah, I had an on a paper nigga, but the sex was not hitting.
Yeah, and that's the part where it's like, what are we doing? Because if I'm a cheat on you. So if you got everything lined up and the sex is not that great, I'm a cheat on you, and I don't want to cheat. I don't want to cheat. Like, I'm too old to cheat. I got too much.
What comes into that growth?
I don't have the time to lie to you. Play around with you. Why are you here if I got cheat on you?
Listen to that growth.
No, it really gets down to the fact that the matter, if I have to cheat on you, you are lacking something, right? Now, we at the 80-20 stage where we know
cheat on you.
So we at the 80-20 thing where we know nobody's coming with everything, right? So we have to get that in our minds. So when I say you're lacking something, you're lacking something to the point where I want to go lay in this woman's bed or have sex with her. now I got to cover that up or make up for what I don't want to feel like I have to do that. If I want to go get some pussy, I'm going to go get some pussy. Not feel like I got to cheat on you to do it. No, I'm going to just, it's too much work. It's a lot of work and cheating. And it's a rich man's game where you got to pay to play. You got to be like, you can't just be fucking just a bum bitch who just want nothing.
This is the thing I tell people all the time. I'm not a cheater per se, but you got to cheat with somebody who has just as much as to lose, right? Like,
oh yeah, that's the whole thing. So if they, even if they got just as much to lose and you're not paying or doing anything, you still know that there's something that they can lose where if they get caught, that nigga might want to kill you too. So it's like, the whole thing is like, the whole little married couple agreement and all that other stuff, like, that was the best thing. Like, if you marry, oh, you should find somebody else who married and happy too. And that's what we do, and that's how we move around. Like, at a certain point in your life, if you realize you really want to be with somebody or see somebody like that, it's just not worth it. So it's like, just be single. But most people can't handle that because they end these marriages and relationships to split bills and live a certain lifestyle that they want to live. So they'll just stay, right? Me, like you said, I already pay my own shit. I don't have no live-in or nothing like that. So if I got to cheat, it's like, what the fuck am I gaining from cheating? If I want a bitch to come over, I want the bitch to stay tonight. And I had to be like, go, 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 go. Or, hey, you can't really get comfortable. If I want to really get the bitch, I want the bitch to be comfortable. Not to be like, oh, yeah, like, I pay this mortgage every month because I'm going to sneak bitches at. Like, no, if I want to be single, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. The risk and the reward.
It is. But it's, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like, I'm not about to be like Jeezy, like, real niggas don't cheat. That was corny as fuck.
I didn't even watch that shit.
I didn't watch it either because I couldn't take it serious after me I seen it. When Lou Young did the parody of it.
Oh, he's funny.
I couldn't take it serious to watch them two after I watched the way that they made them sound and look.
But is it true that Nia Long is with Cameron?
No. So she's seen him at the party.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't be following none of these people. I just be seeing them.
What's Adele's boyfriend name?
Oh, Rich Paul.
So Rich Paul had a birthday party. And all the celebrities were there, and Nia was there. And he was like, oh, my Nia Moore, from like the letter he wrote her. Mm-hmm. And then they end up taking pictures. And he was like, nah, I wasn't like that. And Mace was like, oh, we thought Bron sent you there to meet her. because Bron got into it with the dude Udoka who cheated on Nia. So they got into it in the game and he called LeBron a bitch. So the next week you see Cameron with Nia and they was like, oh, Bron put the call in like, hey, Rich Paul, make sure you invite Cameron up here so he could get Nia. But gotcha. It was like, yeah, it was crazy.
It was nothing.
Gotcha. Yeah, it was nothing. But yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, here's Larry Bryan. Here's to us finding love in 2024.
I didn't say anything about looking for love or anything.
Oh, what you looking for?
I didn't speak on any of that. My education.
What you looking for?
I'm just going to school.
Nigga line.
I'm going to school and playing golf.
Okay. We'll follow up.
I'm getting in my business with your listeners. The show getting too big. The show getting too big. People will be like, yeah, I listen to the show. Yeah, he's always be listening. I be trying to send it to everybody I know. Now I'm like, nah, it's just getting too much. So I gotta keep a level of privacy.
No, keep sending it out. Keep it sending
the
it
Boonie
out.
Breakdown is getting too big. I have to keep a level of privacy while I'm on here.
Well, I'm gonna say this for the first show. I was looking at my year of when I could do live shows. So I'm trying to do one. Baltimore, D.C. in March, April time frame.
Well, I go to school Mondays and Wednesdays, so I'll be good to go.
Okay. And then I'm going to try to do, I was looking at next year like, whoo, already I'm tired. But we're going to pop in some places since I took a long hiatus and didn't do anything last year. So we'll pop in some places this year.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. Wonderful. Happy 2024. It's another year. This is my 4 or 5 year. So I'm turning 45.
Oh my gosh, you're turning 40. I'm turning 40 finally.
I know, it's finally, because I've been thinking that. Like, how old are you? Come on. Like, when you get into an adult age, finally.
I'm almost there.
So you're 85?
I'm 84.
84.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 84, 40. Yeah. Makes sense.
Dang, you're 45.
That's crazy. Like, it felt like it just came out of nowhere. I literally felt like I just turned 40 during the pandemic. I literally just turned 40 right in 2019.
Like, it's a blessing.
It is. I appreciate it. Like, I feel like I still look
Are you going to do a big party?
Nah, I'm saving my big party for graduation in December 2025.
Everything's about school now.
I mean, that's like the goal. Like, you got to have that one goal in mind. Like, I told you, when people was like, why you want to go back to school? I was like, I just want to wear the Omega Sci-Fi thing around my gown.
Nigga, goodbye.
And I want to bark when I get my degree. And I want to have a big cookout. Like, that's it. Like, what would you want to do with it? Like, you have a big cookout. Like, you don't have a job lined up? Like, nah. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. But,
all right. Who knows? Well, here's to 2024.
All right. 2024.
Bye. All right. Bye. All right, that is it for this week's episode. I want to thank the homie, the problematic Fave, for dropping in and being his foolish, amazing, funny self. Remember to support our sponsor. And if you want to take control of your sexual health, be sure to support Dean Products and using the code Abuni10 to save on your at-home STI kit. All right. And if you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to listen and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube, or any apps that you listen to your favorites on. Don't forget to leave us those 5-star reviews, 5 stars, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. All right. You could hear your review if you type some words on the next episode. Follow us on social media, like The Real. Share The Real with those you love, those you hate, those you can't fucking stand. I don't make these pretty images for nothing. Okay. Have a dope ass week. Stay healthy, safe, and sane. Thank you for listening. And remember, the ratchet in me always honors the ratchet in you. Homaste. Until next time.